Teamwork is critical to the overall success of the Dyad partnership on an ambulance, so it's time we had a discussion with our fellow EMS professionals. Welcome to another podcast from MSARN. This month, we had a discussion with five EMS providers, and we asked them to provide us with their insights on teamwork. We prompted each of the providers to tell us what is teamwork, what is good and bad teamwork. Here is what they had to say about teamwork.
Teamwork, to me, simply, when I think of it, simply means a group of people, two or more, working for a common goal. Putting this in the arena of EMS, this goal could be as simple as starting an IV, performing an airway procedure, going up all the way to optimal patient care, getting the patient to the appropriate facility. And, you know, of course, on many EMS scenes, there's a group of people, your paramedic partner or intermediate basic partner, as well as first responders and other members of the healthcare team. And that's what I think in the EMS aspect of teamwork.
When I think about good teamwork, I see two people who know each other, who've taken the time outside of work to get to know each other, because without a good foundation of understanding, you can't really work well as a team. With that being said, you know, if I'm not good at starting IVs and I have a tough stick, I need to be comfortable with telling my partner, hey, can you do this for me? If my partner isn't good at something, I need him to be comfortable and say, hey, can you do this for me? Teamwork to me is really knowing your partner well enough that you can pick up his slack, and there's no animosity because of it. Teamwork also extends broader with our relationship with other public safety personnel, such as fire, EMS. You know, we rely on them, they rely on us, and not to mention our interactions with the hospital. If you don't have a good interaction with the people that you're bringing your patients to, bad patient care is going to happen because they don't trust what we say, and we get offended when they don't trust what we say.
When I think about teamwork, I think about a group of individuals coming together for the common goal, in this case, of good patient outcomes. And I'd say that would be true for the EMS world, as well as the way that we interact with hospitals and the general public. I'd say that we can team up with hospital providers as we provide continuum of care, as well as teaming up with the general public to do preventative measures.
How do our interviewees define good teamwork?
When I think about good teamwork, I think about the group of individuals working as a team to meet a common goal. Going further into this, I feel that good teamwork involves all the members of the group performing their duties to reach that goal. I feel that encouragement as well as support go into that. In addition, I feel that good teamwork is everybody doing their best to reach that common goal.
When I think of good teamwork, I think of a team that builds upon itself and actually doesn't just come complacent, actually improves. Looking at every call, focusing on what we did right and what we did wrong, and mainly focusing on what we did wrong, not to spite one another, but to actually improve and to look at each other's weaknesses and build off that and improve the weaknesses. And having partners, you know, if I'm better at IVs, then I'll take care of the IVs. If you're better at 12 leads, take care of 12 leads, or cardiac patients, or psych patients. Well, when I think of teamwork, I think of multiple people, maybe with different backgrounds, different personalities, coming together and meshing well to accomplish a singular goal, and ultimately taking care of the patients and providing a accurate and quality care.
What is good teamwork to me? I define that as everyone pulling in the same direction, everyone pulling their own weight, getting help when it's needed. Cooperation and blending of each other's strengths, actively listening, giving the benefits of the doubt, supporting of others, providing encouragement, resolving conflicts, and communicating openly.
I would say good teamwork is a couple of people who take the time to get to know each other, who are able to really have a good, honest communication, especially when it comes to faults. When they can honestly admit to what they're good at and what they're not good at, so that they can kind of take up for each other in that respect. And people who are both motivated and who are able to really take up for each other where they may differ.
Good teamwork is when all members of that group or all members involved in the team work together well towards that common goal.
Finally, what is bad teamwork?
I would say as far as bad teamwork, bad teamwork is not necessarily conflict. Bad teamwork to me can come in a variety of forms. It can come in two people who are antagonistic, who don't work well together. I think bad teamwork can also be consensus and laziness when two people are intent on just getting the job done and not really looking at it from different angles. I think the patient can suffer when both paramedics are not really checking each other.
When I think of bad teamwork, I think of individuals within a group or the whole group just failing to perform their overall goal. And this could be due to laziness, could be due to conflict within the group. Others could include just team members who aren't fully committed to reaching their common goal. And in EMS, I could see conflict as being a major one, or a lack of education, as well as other pieces of that.
Well, when I think about bad teamwork, I'm inclined to believe there's no such thing as bad teamwork, because if you want to define bad teamwork, you can't really come up with a definition. If two people aren't working well together, if they're not able to accomplish those common goals, then they're not working as a team. In that sense, I don't really think you can define it as bad teamwork. I think it would just be two people working in antagonizing positions.
When I look at bad teamwork, I look at maybe a partner that takes things too personally. Maybe they take constructive criticism as just being spiteful or something like that. And another thing is just having two personalities that actually mesh. You know, with EMS, you want to have two partners that just aren't going to get along, that aren't going to agree on anything, and just not work together well. And you can look at that as a supervisor's standpoint of making sure that you have two people that can actually work together, that aren't going to butt heads the whole time, and putting two likewise personalities together.
Stay tuned next month when we interview medical directors and gain insight into their descriptions on good and bad teamwork and gain their opinions on how teamwork affects patient outcomes. To learn more about MSARN or to leave feedback on our podcast, log on to podcast.msarn.org for more information. For MSARN, I'm Charlie Warner, and I'm just an ambulance driver. Thank you and good day.